So we decided to test this in the lab. Now, we don't work with children, we don't work with Hitton, but the concept is identical. We bring in two adults and we tell them they're gonna play a game. And so here's player one and player two sitting opposite each other. And the game is very simple. We start off with a motor, with a little lever, with a little force transducer. And we use this motor to apply a force down to the player one's fingers for 3 seconds, and then it stops. And that player's been told, remember the experience with that force, and use your other finger to apply the same force down to the other subject's finger through a force transducer. And they do that. And player two's been told, remember the experience with that force, use your other hand to apply the force back down. And so they take it in turns to apply the force they've just experienced back and forward. But critically, they're briefed about the rules of the game in separate rooms. So they don't know the rule the other person is playing by. And what we measure is the force as a function of turns. And if we look at what we start with, a quarter of a newton there, a number of turns, perfect would be that red line. And what we see in all pairs of subjects is this. A 70% escalation in force on each go. So it really suggests when you're doing this, based on the study and others we've done, that the brain is canceling the sensory consequences and underestimating the force it's producing. So it really shows that the brain makes predictions and fundamentally changes the percepts. So we've made inferences, we've done predictions, now we have to generate actions. And what Bayes' rule says is, given my beliefs, the actions should in some sense be optimal.